Welcome to the Beyond Body podcast with your hosts, Mia and Holly. Join us for a sometimes fortnightly podcast
where we explore all things mental health, being a messy human, and how to get the most out of this one precious life.
And all the ridiculous stories in between.
Welcome back, everyone. It's just me, Holly Sunday here, and I am introducing a really special to my heart episode today. You're in for a little bit of chaos from Ava and myself. She's my homegirl. She's my favorite girly, and she's just my darling best friend. So it was so fun and heartwarming to have this conversation with her. It was silly and it was honest, which is just such a snapshot of us and our friendship. In our last Beyond Body episode, Mia and Josie so beautifully shared with us not only the story of their friendship, but I think we also witnessed it firsthand in the way they communicate and their shared humor and just the really obvious, unquestionable depth to their bond. I think after listening to that episode, that's where I hope Ave and I can be when we hit our 30-year friendship mark. We do. We've got a couple of decades to get through first, though. So today, Ave and I, we talk about our friendship. We talk about our love at first sight, the seasons of us navigating friendship through our 20s in that really coming-of-age time, as our worlds are just changing so rapidly and so quickly. So we talk about how we've managed that through not only the really joyous times, but also some of the messier times. So grab a cuppa, maybe a hanky, and enjoy.
Hey, sis.
Hey, girl.
I think we met 5 years ago.
Yeah, we'll call it five. So it's a nice even number.
Yeah. Is it an even number, Dolls?
It sounds good.
Okay, so everyone, I am delighted to be introducing my best friend Ava to the podcast today. You are obviously one of my favorite people to talk to, so it feels like such a privilege getting to, have a conversation as we always do, but this time it's just recorded. So we're both a little bit nervous about it.
Hello, everyone. I'm Holly's best friend.
So just to give everyone a bit of a contextual summary to us, a bit of background info. So Ava and I are not childhood friends by any stretch, but I do feel like we met each other at a really important time in both of our lives. About 5 years ago now, Ava came over to the house that I was living in Northcote, Melbourne for a house interview. And we'll maybe interviewing 10 to 15 people for this house. And Ava was the last person that we interviewed. And I think for anyone who's ever gone to a house interview, if you're offered a cup of tea and you stay over half an hour, you definitely have the room. So I think when we met, it's so interesting reflecting on it because we were both just so on the brink of possibility. And I think both, maybe without knowing it at the time, were really hungry for change and to move forward in our lives in a big way. But I think for us to both do that, we both had a lot to let go of realistically. Like between then when we met and now, we have had to let go of boyfriends, houses, cities, styles. We've had breakdowns. We've had ridden off cars. We've had so many questionable decisions, but we've also had so many monumental moments and really important milestones. But I guess the common thread just through all of that over the 5 years has been our friendship. So I'm just stoked to have you here.
I remember that first meet. You opened the front door and you had like a floor length dress on. It was so extravagant. I was like, oh, who's this girl? It was honestly a little bit love at first sight. And I was waiting for like a text afterwards and you left me hanging for like a day or two. And
I
was like,
I
really thought we were connecting.
I think it definitely, there was like the two final candidates for the house and we had the real safe bet, which was not you. And then we had like you who was like last minute wild card, maybe a bit more of a rogue option. And she got the room and the rest of it was really history. Okay, Ave, so if you were to describe our relationship in three words, boiling it all down to three words in a nutshell, what are they going to be? I really struggled to come up with the words.
I mean, there's so many different words I could use. I'm going to start off with, I want to say siblings, but I'm going to go with sisters. Because it really does feel to me like a sisterly or sibling relationship, in that the way we like play, the way we communicate, the way we like move through life, like you can definitely annoy each other or like get in each other's nerves and like, you know, steal someone's clothes and destroy them. And then there's this like unconditional love under the surface. And I feel
Totally.
like you're the older sister, like you model older sister vibes for
I
sure.
have big sister energy for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think this is a, such a common thing with our friendship ongoing. We're so different, but we are also so similar.
Yes. You and your sister kind of relate to how me and my brother are. Like my brother is so organized. He has, you know, his shit together. He's really fancy. He dresses beautifully. And I'm like rolling around in the dirt, like constantly losing my keys, dropping my phone. And I feel like your sister is actually pretty similar to me in that too. And then when we interact, it's so funny. Like my partner, Tom, he is like, I don't know how you guys get on so well, but you just do. You're literally, yeah, opposing yin and yang.
We are, I think, because we, despite our differences, like just to give everyone a snapshot, in one of the houses we lived in, there was a chalkboard, and someone one day wrote like the chill scale of the house. And it was like the housemates, there was five of us, rated from the most chill to the least chill. Obviously, I was the least chill. You were straight down the other end at the most chill. But I also I also feel like maybe in recent times, sometimes we can swap roles, I think. And I do feel like, you know, I can ground you, but you also ground me. And I think you can also absolutely loosen me up. Like we can be children together and we can also be serious. Because I think we sort of, this is maybe why we work so well. We bring out these parts of each other and these different versions of ourselves. Like I love who I am around you because you make me fun and silly.
I was thinking the exact same thing. Like, we, even though we are so different, it's starting to blend more as well. Like, as we're getting older, we're dropping and relaxing a lot more. And I feel like I'm stepping up and becoming more grounded. And I actually think it's the
Yes.
influence we've had on each other. Whereas before,
Yes.
I wasn't like that at all. And you were very like driven and like focused. And often, yeah, you would struggle to kind of drop into just having fun.
Yeah, totally. I feel like when you met me, I was like way too hectic, way too rigid. It's definitely not the situation anymore. There's so much I love about you, but I think one of the most amazing qualities that I'm forever drawn to is your deep authenticity. No one in the world has ever said that Ava is inauthentic. Like it, you are just, you genuinely couldn't not be yourself. And you just always make me laugh. Like your partner Tom and I, there's been so many situations that like something's happened. Like you've just been Avi, you've done something, and him and I have looked at each other, but with this like and laughed at you, but with this like shared love of being like, you are just so yourself. I think when I was laughing so much when I was thinking about this podcast, like just for everyone, these are just some like absolute classic Ava experiences of like, I think something that makes me laugh so much is just how you rarely. Things have changed now, but for a long time, that just never had a dog lead in the car, and you would just use the most rogue objects as dog leads. Like, we're talking, we've seen a bikini strap, we've seen a surfboard leg rope, we've seen a silk scarf used as a dog lead. Or even just like the story where you, to make a point in a discussion with Tom, you threw his curry puffs off the balcony. And this is just standard Ava. Like, this is just, she's just doing her, she's doing her thing. And I just feel like authenticity in anyone is just like the most mesmerizing, like beautiful quality. So I feel like maybe that's why I was so drawn to you at the beginning and just our general friendship. And, you know, despite not being childhood friends, you know, your 20s is just this time where shit is changing all the time. Like, who you are is developing, like, by the day, who you want to be, who you want to be surrounded by. And it's so amazing to think about how different our life, like what is, other than our friendship, I don't know what is one consistency of our lives that is still the same now as it was then when we met. It's
It's
literally just our
perfect.
friendship.
And I actually love that throughout all of the seasons, like we've had so many, as you've said, and throughout the seasons, whether we're not living in the same physical place or we're in different like life stages, I feel like the common thread is this like unwavering devotion. Like we really have this deep, deep love and safety in our friendship and meet that person on that level, you know, like, oh, I feel like I'm like settling down. I've got a house, like we're trying for a baby, and you're single and you're traveling around Europe. And even though like we're not doing the same things and you're not even living in Byron anymore, I could honestly pick up the phone and feel just as close. And oh my God, you have tears in your eyes. I can see. Just close to you. And I think my favorite things about you got to say yours.
Okay. This actually wasn't any of our scripted questions, but we're just going a bit left
You
field
could
here,
just say
but
it. I was gonna say
okay.
it. My favorite thing about you is how much you celebrate the smallest and biggest moments in your people's lives. Like when I moved in, everyone, this is Holly Sunday in a nutshell. She wasn't there the weekend that I moved in, but she baked homemade cookies in a jar with flowers and a little love note on the table to introduce me to her home. Like she honestly is constantly pouring love into herself, but everyone around her. She's planning cakes for birthdays. She's homemaking Christmas cards months in advance, planning people's gifts, making soirees. Like everything feels so special with you in life. And it is irreplaceable to have that kind of person in your sphere. Like it makes you want to celebrate everything too. And I could go on and on about this all day. I truly, truly love you so, 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 so much. And
Oh, that's
how
so
have you been as well?
special. It's so interesting, right? Because like you never really know the impact you have on someone. I think to sort of go off what you were saying before, we absolutely just accept each other for who we are. Like I like how you put, you know, we meet each other sort of where we're at, because that's it. Because our lives are so different. I think why our friendship works, some of the reasons are we had a very sturdy foundation at the beginning. But so we had like our house, the friendship of our house, right? But we also do the housekeeping. Like realistically, we don't live in the same state most of the time at the moment. That will change over time. But for the moment, that's just what's going on. And we can pick up the phone, we check in, we're always asking, how's your heart? What's been going on? Like we're genuinely curious and interested in each other's lives.
Absolutely. And I think that communication style that we've built is full of safety and really seeing each other and how that has evolved over time. Like your communication style, I think, is really firm but loving. And I traditionally, coming from my background, like was quite, avoidant and a little bit fleety, which would cause like problems and ripples. Like I would probably not show up in certain moments, which could make you feel really unloved or not. Yeah, not t totally seen. And I think for me, when you were having like hard words coming from total love, it felt like conflict. And I was like, why is she like causing problems with me? Like it felt confrontational. But over time, as we got to like know each other, I think we can see each other's communication styles and weave them in. And it's become really safe. It's more like we have a process, we have a little bit of space, we tell each other we're having space. We think about it and we truly do come back. And the intention of us moving through it is like we're moving through it with love. We're giving each other
Yes.
a feeling and we truly do want the same outcome, even if it's a bit uncomfortable and a bit sticky. And that for me brings so much security in our relationship because I know we can truly move through anything. And that makes our relationship so strong, I think.
And we do communicate incredibly well. And I think it's so normal to have little arguments and have tiffs. I actually feel like it's important, particularly in important relationships, because it is really when things go wrong or someone's upset that you have so much more space to navigate. Well, how do I need to show up for this person? How did I maybe not show up? What of my other previous baggage or like stories or anything was coming into this experience? And I think it's great that we can call each other out. Like, I can call you out if I feel like you're being inconsiderate. And you can call me out if you feel like I feel that way, maybe because I had unrealistic expectations or I'm being judgmental or, you know, I say like you're being aloof or whatever it is. We know that that's always coming from this place of love because you're right. We genuinely just want the best for each other and want each other to be like, you know, to ultimately get to the most authentic, purest, loving expression of who we can be.
And it can be really uncomfortable letting someone that close to you. Like you're really, you know, they have a way into your deeply protected self. And even though you can react to it, which I am constantly trying to unwind my reactivity to things when I feel triggered. But it's like this, the intention of it is so beautiful and sweet because in the time where I'm sitting and I'm reflecting about what you've said, I really think about things differently. And I definitely have grown and evolved and changed. And you're constantly working yourself. Whereas I feel like if you're hiding that all the time, you're not going to change and you're not going to grow out of those patterns, you know?
I agree so much. I think our disconnect happens when we forget to tell the other person like how our life is changing or like how the world is pulling at us in a certain way through new experiences. And I feel like that happens for both of us like a lot, like our lives change so often. And in amongst that, I think it's so easy to sometimes forget what is true and important. You know, I think I have definitely gone through phases where I've been so busy that I feel like I've kind of lost a bit of a tether from the things that really ground me, which is like connection, friends, like home environment, all these things that are always there. And I agree. Yeah, it was such an interesting and also really expansive experience for us recently. Yeah, when I was home, I absolutely did feel like, babe, I'm here for a month and then I'm going away, but I don't know how long. Like, I want to be a priority. And that was absolutely a projection of my own desire to like have community around me. You know, it has been, like I said in the last episode with Mia, friendship has been a really big, just a huge theme in my life lately because I've just been embracing it, but I also have been feeling quite tender, I think, about it, sort of just moving through different seasons of life and witnessing changes as well. But you're so right. I think when you and I can come together and like all walls go down, and we just talk about things like heart to heart, sis to sis. I think it's so easy for us to completely and wholeheartedly understand and empathize with the other person and where they're at. Because, of course, I feel like it's so important for me to be able to find a level of flexibility in our friendship, even though I feel like time sometimes is finite. And, of course, like when I have limited time, I want to spend, like, give it to my girlfriends. I give it to the people whom I just want to spend so much time with. But also to have a long-lasting friendship, we need to always be able to, I think, find each other in the middle, like whatever that middle point is.
And it's coming into that, like putting someone else's shoes on as well. Like, I feel like we can get so focused internally on what we're doing and our life and like very like egocentric, but it takes you like stepping out of yourself and being like, oh, how are they receiving this? It's like, how are they right now? What's new for them? And it is that like interest in someone else's life and desire and yeah, just generally like caring about what they're going through. And that is such a big thing for me, and like having a small but really intimate circle of friends that I am able to give to those people wholeheartedly, because I feel like you can scatter yourself so thin. And you know, with the demands of the modern world, we really are just trying to juggle a lot of things day to day. And I want to be as attentive as I can to those people that are my soul family. So yeah, it's that coming back to what is going on for my person, where are they, and all the communication which we have built over years. Like, it has not been easy for either of us at times. And I think my second word
Oh,
would be, oh, she's on second word. I feel like the second word would be like honest, because you know, at times I have found myself like shying away from that true intimacy with a person where, you know, I don't want that mirrored honesty back to me. And you want to hide and like to truly be seen by people in your life in that way, it can feel really vulnerable. But I think the part of a deep, loving relationship that is like hits soul family vibe is that you are letting your walls down and allowing that person to, you know, see you in that moment. And moments that have come up for this, I remember when we moved into the same house back in ye old days, I was like stereotypical mid-20s, a little bit lost, trying to find myself. And I was like super codependent with this boy that was absolutely not right for me, but we do love him. He's such a sweet man. And
We do love
I
him. Yeah, just not the
remember
right
we were
boy.
living in like a share. He wasn't right. We're living in like a share house, full to the brim with like five people. And my partner was always over, and I was like, I really want him to move in. And we didn't really know each other that well then. And I will never forget, you like turned to me and you were like, where is this coming from, babe? And I just like didn't expect that. I just what you'd be like, super people pleasing, like, yeah, that sounds good. Like, we love him. And I kind of felt triggered. And I remember walking away from it being like, what the hell? But it was in the moments after that I truly did reflect and think, where is this coming from? And realize, like, you know, I actually don't think I need to live with him right now. Like, I am really content with what I'm doing. What am I moving from? And over years, this has sort of built where you have this, like, really firm, loving communication style that I'm sure many of your clients have felt. And this can be really jarring and not familiar for a lot of people that grow up in families where they don't speak from the heart and in that really honest way. But I think it is, like, essential in a true relationship. And we've, like, had so many moments where now it is built this trust and this safety that when you speak to me and you're honest, I'm able to, like, let my guard down and my defense mechanism where I instantly would be, like, you know, wanting to bite back, you know, when I don't feel safe to be seen this way. And recently, like, a moment I had that showed me how much that has grown is my partner and I have been trying to have a baby for a couple of years, and it's been a really rocky road. And it's been so testing for me, but also such a powerful self-development process because you're really seeing your shit, you know. And I have felt at times really alone in this journey and the feelings that I'm having. And after our last miscarriage, I was in a pretty bad place, and I felt like the only way to come out of the emotions that I was feeling, the grief and, like, this feeling of fear and lack and not being, it's not going to happen for me, was to fall pregnant. And I remember calling you up, and I was like convincing you but also convincing myself. I was like, yeah, it's time, we're going to try again, and we're going to, like, try for the baby now. And I just remember you saying to me on the phone, babe, like, I really don't think that forcing this and coming from a place of fear that this is going to happen for you. And I hadn't, like, I even feel emotional saying this, but, like, I hadn't felt truly seen in this journey that I had been going through until that moment, where it's like I fully, like, everything you were saying was accurate, but no one had actually taken the time to say that to me and being like, you need to let go, like, you need to just sit with all of these things. And that was, like, hard to hear, but it was also like, when someone you know and trust and love so much is saying words to you that you need to hear when no one else probably is brave enough to say it, it forms this intimacy that it forms such a deep bond with a person. And as life goes on and we have these big things that we don't even realize we're going to ever have to process, you turn to those people and you're looking for that honesty and that truth. And it's honestly like free therapy. But it is so essential in this lifetime to have relationships like that, I would say.
Oh, thanks for sharing that. Beautiful. I know that's such a tender part of you and can be hard to talk about, but I think you're so spot on, because in friendships or just any relationship, there needs to be, and whether it's without, partners or parents or siblings or friends, whatever, there has to be that deep level of surrender to vulnerability. And that means having those hard conversations and revealing the parts of yourself that you'd rather hide and, like, left unsaid. But that is the very necessary step to authentic connection. And I think, honestly, the ability, like, this is a skill to learn, right? To be able to have hard conversations and reveal hard parts of yourself and be honest about your emotions. And it's something I've definitely have learned with age as I've gotten older, which is, maybe as you're saying that, I'm kind of reflecting on being like, I think this is actually why, when I was younger, like early 20s, say, had so many friends and so many friendships, but I don't know if they were, a lot of them were that deeply intimate, because I actually didn't yet know myself that well, because I wasn't yet ready or able or willing to ask those deep questions to myself, to, like, really reveal yourself. Well, first of all, acknowledge, like, who you are as a person, but then to be able to reveal that to others, I think it's definitely something that I've learned over time, which is also maybe why I feel like we met each other at such an important time, because we both have done so much growing since then. And it's almost as if the friendship has been this way in which we get to learn more about ourselves through, like, the container of the safety of the friendship. Because honestly, I think, yeah, friendships are really this arena to learn about yourself, right? I think something I've really learned about myself lately that I think sometimes can actually be a detriment to friendship is that I've learned that sometimes I have to lose people or relationships or environments to refine myself. Does that make sense? And I think it's because I'm so independent that I sometimes actually forget how to need others. And this is a really big thing I'm learning, particularly feeling like the vulnerability of like wanting, like even when, you know, that same, going back to that same example of when I was home lately, of like what really wanting your friendship, like really seeking that. And I feel like that was a coming from this place of feeling like I'm in lack of this, but it's also because I'm probably in lack because I haven't been prioritizing friendships as much because I actually have made the very intentional decision to focus on other areas of my life. And that's something that I need to take complete responsibility for as well. But yeah, it's so interesting because it's, you know, you and I are always going to be there for each other without a doubt. Like, you know, I feel like we're just in each other's like front row of our lives forever. Like we're kind of stuck with each other. But to remain in that place, we need to be like so real and authentic and do the hard work. You know, like I feel like every friendship at times is going to be messy. I wouldn't say a relationship is messy, but honest is the perfect word. That's exactly what it is. Man, you've got some really good words. I don't know if mine are that good. Okay, I'll tell you what one of mine was. So I also had sisterly.
Cute.
Yeah, which I feel like is very similar. Look, I actually had 5 words. Even though I said Georgia, would you only have to describe three?
Poor high achiever.
Okay, one of my other ones was colorful. And what I mean by that is I think our relationship has so many different pieces and moving parts to it. And it's so colorful because we're really there for all of it. It's like it's bright and it's fun and it's silly and it's also real and it's serious and it's close and it's far away and it's all the things in between. But I think, I don't know, colorful just felt like such a good symbolic word of the kind of relationship that I think we're able to form.
And any best friend of Holly's, like, you're just the most colorful human being there is. So
I just don't look good in black. This is
it's not beige. She's not neutral.
the
Okay, so my last word is inspiring. And this the same thing when I moved in with you in my mid-20s and I was like a bit of a lost dog. I remember feeling like having the feeling of meeting you that I've never met someone that creates their life from such intention and love before. And it felt so inspiring to be around. Like I was so magnetized and pulled towards you. And I think any person I've ever met in my life that is still a consistent rock in my life, I've had that pull of like, this person has something that is just so alluring to me that I don't know. And I mean, that's what makes a really amazing, strong relationship, right? Is someone that has these things that you want to grow in yourself. And I used to watch you like sitting on a Tuesday night with like a face mask on, sipping your favorite tea from your favorite mug, reading poetry after an afternoon of making Christmas cards in October and being like, who is this chick? Like every minute and moment of your day, you're creating intentionally the food you want to nourish your body, like the experiences, the relationships, and it is infused with so much love and intention. And people in your community definitely feel that. And it feels like so special to be in that house. And, you know, you would bring my washing in and vacuum my room. Like it's just everything you do for people. It's not force, it's 100% who you are. And like, this is why you do the job you do, you know, is that it comes so natural to you to live this way. And it is something that we aren't particularly taught by our parents necessarily. Like, maybe they don't know how to live that way. But once you do start living from that place of intention, like, I, being this fluid and flowing human, have started to like apply these things that you do. Like, it makes me want to be a better person, but it also makes me reflect and think, like, how can I live in this more intentional way so that I don't just flow through life and get pulled in every direction? Like I'm choosing the life I want to live.
That's such a beautiful thing to say. Thank you
It's
for saying
true.
that. It's really sweet. How do you feel like your relationship with friendships has changed as you've gotten older?
I think I definitely crave like quality friends now over quantity. That's so cliché to say, but it's really like evident to me in my 30s now. Like, I don't have the space and the time to be constantly investing in people that I, that aren't truly heart soul friends. And I think like refining that niche always and figuring out like who are my heart people, who are my soul family, and investing that time into them properly and giving to them what they truly deserve. And you don't feel like you need as much like socially. I don't feel like I need as many.
Yeah, we're about quality, not quantity. Because I think in your 20s, it's such a natural experience to, I'm sure, I know we both went through this, to go through so many different friendship groups because you're really figuring out what's important to you and the kind of people you want to be around. And I also feel like, we've both gone on such a journey of understanding ourselves and have been really interested in self-development for a lot of years. And I think when you start to really learn to love yourself, your taste in friends changes as well because you learn that you don't have to like impress people. You actually just need to care for yourself. And then I feel like if you're putting that energy out into the world, so often they're going to be the kind of people that you also attract, as opposed to feeling like friendships are based on anything surface level. I also think, just for me, I guess the process of knowing and loving another person happens through conversations, which I just, females tend to be really, really good at. So it's sort of that experience of, if I'm talking to a female friend, whether it's you or someone else, I can reveal something to someone who understands me, and then they respond in a way that sort of assures me of that they value my insight, and then they can sort of add something to that, and then I understand them further. And it's just like this forward back swing of words and wisdom and laughter and process. I feel like through my 20s, my female friends have been able to help me process emotions, but also just hold emotions. I think when at times it has all just felt a little bit too much, because realistically, like, life is hectic. Everyone's going to go through grief and heartbreak and like literally everything. To have quality friends with you, I think like this is kind of what it's about. It's like to be like, do I just have that girlfriend that I can call? But also making friends, particularly as an adult, it is hard. And this is really something I want to, share with everyone. It does require work, but don't settle. Just like, you'd say to a girlfriend, like, don't settle in a relationship that's not serving you. Also, don't settle in friendships that aren't serving you. If you know yourself, therefore you know your boundaries and you know your needs and you're able to uphold those boundaries, you're going to be okay. Like, I really just feel like it's going to be okay.
I love that. That's so beautiful. Something I've been reflecting on lately since you gave me a book, what was it? Conversations on Love. And it has a few chapters on platonic relationships and the value they can bring to someone's life. And like I have always, leant towards romantic relationships and really idolized that in my life and had a lot of safety and a lot of intimacy in that. But the older I'm getting, I truly am seeing that unwavering value in your life of having platonic relationships that you're going through these seasons and you're growing and it's all building and accumulating on top, and just how important it is to keep them alive and nurture and nourish them like watering a garden, because you can take it for granted. You can 100% just be like, that person's always going to be, an unconditional friend of mine, but that doesn't mean that you're still tending to that relationship and even getting the depth out of it that you could if you were putting more effort in. I don't know. I think it just needs something. It's just something I've been reflecting on that it needs tending to.
It's so important to have these kind of conversations because being an adult is just so intense often. But I feel like having friendships where you, or developing friendships where you're able just to let your guard down, and you know that, like, I know if I was to call you and tell you, like, I had done something horrible, like, I'd done something like so shameful, there would be no judgment, and you'd be like, okay, it's not great, but we're going to be able to figure it out. And just knowing there's
So
always going to be
nice.
that person, right, that you could like call in the middle of the night and be like, I'm actually not okay. And they're like, okay, I'm up. What are we doing? Is
Yeah.
it feels like the biggest safety net that I could ever have in my life. Because I don't know,
Yes.
sometimes actually, honestly, all I need in life, and maybe you feel the same, is like, I actually just to call a friend, probably you, and vent about, my struggles with my parents, or just literally having someone to hold space for a situation when maybe I haven't showed up in the world as I would have, liked to.
100%.
I actually came across this. I didn't come across it. I literally searched for it for such a long time. This message that you sent me, and I just feel like it completely summarizes our female friendship and just our friendship and how you show up for me as a friend. Because in this message, which I'll read in a sec, you're not trying to problem solve an experience that I'm having that's really hard. You're actually just holding space so that I can process it, but know that I'm kind of held through it. So this is a message that you sent me over 18 months ago now in 2022 when I was going through a heartbreak. And you said, you probably don't even remember this message. So it probably meant nothing to you, but when I was thinking about this podcast, I was like, wow, I remember this message. I had to really scroll to find this. But you said, despite the hurt you feel now, don't forget the sweetness that this experience offered you. It opened you up to parts of yourself that others had closed. It was new experiences and joy and connecting on play. So remind yourself that you deserve the most wowy kind of love, the in your tummy butterfly kind of love, someone that is blown away by your smart brain, strong intuition, and kind heart. Maybe new people are supposed to teach us parts of ourselves that we will look back and laugh on. Maybe next time it'll be spearfishing. Who knows? But my dear, this will pass. And you will have so many more moments where your heart is vibrant once more. So until then, let's do all the things to heal your heart. I'm thinking we drive to this motherfucking water park. Let's have the new Loco Love chocolate flavor and maybe have a blind date at ours on Thursday. RSVP to this.
Oh, that's amazing. I love it. That does sound out of that club though, doesn't it?
It does. Like it's just silly and it's playful. And it's also, yeah, it's kind of just everything in between. But on that note, where, I mean, no friendship is perfect. Absolutely not. Where do you feel like we have or do fail our friendship?
Was a real quick turnaround. I thought we were on
It
like a
wasn't, it
high. So
was
keen now, like, oh, okay. Okay, fail. I do think it's the communication at times. Like, I think it's
Mm.
just, yeah, at times I feel like that I can receive that as harsh, and it's not. And when I think about it and I truly step away from it, I'm like, she's speaking to me as completely transparent, barrier free, and I probably do need that. And I think maybe my failure is I can be aloof. I think I can be very like go with the flow, but quite annoying. I think that's annoying. I like don't plan things properly. I like come and I know that I'm like that. And I think that can feel quite hurtful because you were so attentive and so present and bring so much to my life that when I come in half-assed unintentionally, it feels hurtful.
But and also just for everyone, so everyone knows, we did just spend 25 minutes trying to workshop and problem solve the sound coming into this call because Ava's sound wasn't working. But I also don't think this is a failure by any stretch. I just feel like we're human beings and therefore we have flaws. Because also in all those situations, I could probably just take the bee out of my bonnet and be a little bit more relaxed, which I feel like I was today. It was no problemo. I feel like such a good example of this is, and this kind of probably just says more about our personality styles, but Ava was put on a 12-month ban from borrowing any of my clothes. Because
I
she ruined too many things.
wore one of Holly's dresses and I put it through the washing machine at my partner's, like nuts and screws from his electrician job had rusted and it left rust all across it. And I tried to hand it back with the rust stained and she was all over it.
Absolutely off it. And then when Ava went back on probation after the 12 months is up, she'd like borrow something and do like a scan of it and send me any pics. Just FYI, we're missing a button here. There's just a little rip here, just so she could be held responsible for it.
I
I really hope that this conversation has just felt like to anyone listening that you're just like having a cuppa or a wine with your girlfriends, because I think Ava and I both very much have the capacity to show up as just our raw, sometimes messy, chaotic selves, but that it's so received from the other end. And I feel like that's just such a testament to our friendship to be able to like, this is, I feel like, why our friendship like why we succeed, because we do this, right? Like we have hard conversations and we can be honest and we take the time to get to know each other and understand each other as we move through these different seasons of life. And it's so nice to bring you into this world that I have, podcast, coaching, this kind of sphere, because you're such an impactful person in my life. So it's just a bit of a full circle. It's super special to be able to share part of it with you.
Oh, I just love watching you shine in this industry, Hole.
Look, this ongoing dance for us, babe, shoulder to shoulder in each other's corner. I'm just so blessed to continue to be just figuring it out and growing up with you.
Wouldn't want to do it with anyone else, definitely.